How are the handcuffs, baby? You've been cuffed to the bed for a little while now. Are you still comfortable? Yeah? Good. So you still want to play? Of course you still want to play. You'll still take anything I'll give you after I so meanly refused you permission to come earlier. Okay, I should calm you down for a few minutes as I want to talk to you. But I can't stop toying with you, it's just so much fun. So I'm going to lightly run my fingernails down your torso. Watching that desperate, denied cock rise again. I'm such a cruel, wicked tease to my poor, poor boy, aren't I? Okay. Would you like a little drink? More wine, perhaps? Oh, you'd like to save that for when I'm back in mistress mode again? For a start, who says I'm not in mistress mode now? She's always in there. But I'll make you beg for that later, dirty boy. Anyway, remember last week when I disturbed that filthy dream of yours? The one I thought was a nightmare? Of course, how could you forget? Well, I've been thinking about it a lot over the last few days, and I wondered if we could turn your dirty villainous fantasy into our dirty villainous fantasy. Oh, from that look in your eye, I can already tell you like that idea. And that is the real reason I denied you earlier. Well, that and because I get off on how deliciously unfair it is when I get to come and you have to wait. Such fun, don't you think? So, this villainess in your dream, did she have a superpower? I woke you up too soon to know her. Well, if I add a little of my fantasy to yours, then I'm having a superpower. Oh, and you know this isn't the movies, right? So the villainess wins in the end. Sorry, did you just say being corrupted was part of your fantasy anyway while I was cackling away to myself? Fuck, then. My fantasy might slip into your fantasy like a hand in a glove. Even in desperate defeat, though, I'm sure this hero will have a happy ending. You see, I've got a little thing about mind control and how sexy it could be, and a very useful tool for a control freak like me. Maybe, while we play, I can say a word that makes you desperately fight, like a hero would, and then another that takes all the fight out of you, and you have no choice but to obey me. So, if I was to say, free, then you get to be the valiant hero, trying to rid the world of evildoers like me, desperately fighting to escape my clutches. But if I say enslaved, then you have no choice but to fall under my spell and do whatever I say. Yeah? You like that? You get to be my filthy little fucktoy hero. And I did say I was going to be evil to you. You didn't think that stopped with the denial earlier, did you? I don't want to untie you and get you dressed, just to strip you and retie you. I'm far too lazy for that. So, how about we imagine I've already put you under my spell, got you to my lair, and left you like this in those handcuffs? Better still, why don't I also cuff your legs to the bed and blindfold you? Then you can't see me getting dressed and finding a suitable outfit. And then we can begin when I'm ready. There's your left leg fastened in place. And there's your right leg. Now, try to struggle. Oh, I am going to enjoy this. Perfect. And now the blindfold. I'll take this off before we start. I just don't trust you not to peep. Last thing, baby. What's your safe word again? Good. With me playing a villainess, I'll probably be a little more dirty than normal. I've a couple of ideas that are a bit nasty. If you really don't want to do them, you have your safe word, so don't forget it. The next time I speak aloud, the game has begun. I've already come up with a plot. All you have to do is play along. When we start, you're to act confused, like you don't know where we are. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Not that you can. Close your eyes while I take your blindfold off, then you can open them when I start speaking. Well, well, what a treat. My hero, my nemesis, stripped, exposed, helpless. Oh, how did you get here? All in good time, old fallen one. Your words may suggest you're not happy to be here, but something else definitely is. You may spend your days saving helpless, submissive damsels who are so grateful for all you do that they let you do anything to them. But that's not what makes you tick, is it? No, they don't put fire in your belly and lead in your pencil. You've always craved the wicked, dominant temptress type. Women just like me. Oh, you can deny it all you like, but you're only lying to yourself. Your body has already given you away. You can't keep your eyes off me, can you? Perhaps it's my piercing blue eyes behind my little mask. My juicy lips. Maybe it's my full cleavage barely hidden by my tiny top. Or perhaps it's my tight black leather skirt and boots. Or maybe your eyes have drifted to this pendant hanging around my neck, nestling in between my breasts. Oh, you're a clever one. You've figured out why my mind control has been successful this time after all the other failures. This pendant, this device, has boosted my powers, giving me 24 hours of total control over your mind if I just utter one single command word, hero. And try as you might, you can't break it. But you see, that isn't all this device does. Oh no, it gives me 24 hours if I don't have the ingredient I need. But if I do get that missing secret ingredient, well, then the power becomes permanent. I can see your brain working from here, hero. Wondering what that ingredient is? Shall I tell you?
Your seed.
Just one drop of your cum, and I have total control of your body and mind. And the fact that you're here all tied up means that you know I've already proven it works. So, the challenge for you, my poor helpless boy, is simple. If you want to break the power I have over you, you must not come. But I will be doing everything I possibly can to take it from you. Of course, I could just say the word and force the come out of you. But where's the fun in that? No, I don't want to force it. I want to break you, tease and torment you, make you so utterly desperate that in the end, you have no choice but to give it to me. And I can assure you, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, go ahead, struggle in your bonds. Not that you'll get out of them, but that just makes it more fun for me.
You're having fun, baby. Not too hammy, am I? Oh, you like hammy. Of course you do. Shut up, I'm being evil here.
Oh, I'm sorry, was that you saying you can outlast me? You can take everything for 24 hours without spilling even a drop. Oh, we both know that isn't true. And even if it was, you don't think this is the only one of these devices I have, do you? Oh no. When I discovered it worked, I had 5 more made. Since I've been in this room, I've had another 5. Soon, I will have dozens of them, and I will make as many as it takes to have you as my slave. So your choices are limited. You either stay in this room, your hands and feet tied to this bed, riding a never-ending edge while I mercilessly torment you for the rest of your days, or I push you over the edge, and you become mine forever. Either way, there's no way out of this for you. You belong to me now. Time for my feast to begin. But where do I start? Maybe by sliding my hands down your chest. My nails grazing slightly over your exposed skin. Little tracks left by my nails. Not enough to hurt you, just enough to make you squirm in those bonds. Yes, just like that. Those shackles give you just enough leeway to wriggle a tiny amount, but you'll never break them. And look at that. Desperate cock continue to rise. You want me to stroke it, don't you? No? Who do you think you're fooling? So hard. So eager to become mine. It betrays you, hero. Up and down. And up. And down. Delightful. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm going to run my hands back up your body, up to your nipples, and gently pinch them. Then maybe not so gently pinch them. Your moans and groans are music to my ears. I want to leave marks all over your skin. Marks from my nails, my teeth, and my tools. I think my paddle needs a taste of those nipples next.
don't you?
First the left, and then the right. And another pinch and squeeze to both. Just listen to that absolutely delicious noise you make as I toy with you. I want more. I will have more. Covered in my marks before this day is out. And there's not a thing you can do about it. You belong to me now, foolish boy. I can do whatever I choose to do to my toys. Now open your mouth. Was that a no? Tut, tut, fallen hero. You know you can't stop me. Enslaved. Open your mouth. Good boy. Swallow. You see, it's useless to resist, hero. There is nothing you can do. Open wide again. Swallow. You're going to need that extra lubrication for what I have planned, boy. I want that tongue deep inside me, and all of my juices pouring onto your face, and then it's going into my other hole. But until then, you're free. Time to climb onto that face of yours. Slide my hands under your head and... push your face into my hot, wet, tight pussy. Just inches from your face, get that tongue inside me. Yes, that's it. Deep inside. As far as your tongue can reach. Yes, fuck. Fuck me with your tongue. Deeper. Deeper, fucking filthy, dirty boy. Can you feel how tight I am? You've dreamt of tasting me all these years, hero, haven't you? Having your tongue buried deep inside your biggest enemy, who is about to become your mistress until the end of your days. Deeper. You can go deeper. I want to feel your tongue right inside me, filling my hot, tight cunt. Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, pulling your hair, pushing your face into me, grinding hard. There's nowhere you can go, boy. Please me. Worship my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, as much as I enjoy riding your tongue, now I want you to suck my clit. Get that fucking filthy tongue on my clit. Now, suck it. Suck my fucking clit, you helpless fucking slut. Fuck. Suck it harder. Make that tongue crash all over my clit. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. You dirty fucking boy. Fuck.
Oh, you're going to push me to the edge. Right to the edge until I command you to stop. And you will obey me. You will obey your new fucking mistress. Understood? Yeah, you understand, you fucking fucktoy. Fuck. Grinding hard on your face, so close. I'm so close, so fucking close. Okay, stop. Now I'm going to try something new. I'm going to replace your tongue on my clit with this vibrator while your tongue goes in my ass. What was that, hero? No. You don't want your tongue in my delicious ass. Oh, you can't say no to me. You know that. Now, to put my ass by your face. Get that tongue in my ass, slut. Do it now. No. Enslaved. Now. Do it. Tongue in my ass now. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, your tongue in my ass, the vibrator on my clit. You're going to make your nemesis come all over your face, you filthy boy. Dirty, fucking filthy, slutty boy. Ah. I'm going to come. I'm going to take my orgasm from you. Take it from my new slave. Fuck. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. Oh, fuck. And now we edge towards the final chapter, hero. Your final few minutes of freedom. But first, I want to move you. Remember, you're still enslaved. On your feet, come on. You're to stand at the foot of the bed. Put your hands behind your back so I can handcuff them again. And now I'll fasten your ankles to the legs of the bed, keeping you in position. First your left, and then your right. Oh, so easy to make you do exactly what I want, isn't it? Now I can tease this desperate, hard cock with my hand while I whisper in your ear as I stroke up. You're free. And as I stroke down, you're enslaved. Free. Enslaved. Free. Enslaved. You see, there's absolutely nothing you can do. Oh, your poor mind can't take much more of this, can it? Me fucking with it relentlessly. And your cock is practically pleading for release. There's no way back now, hero. Standing next to you, whispering in your ear. One hand gliding up and down that
desperate cock. The other can spank and claw at that bare arse. We both know that if I keep this up, you'll become totally overwhelmed soon. But I'll make it easy on you. I'm going to climb up on that bed, get myself on all fours and back up towards you, showing you everything. My hot, wet pussy inches away from your cock. And then I'll back up just a little more, and you won't be able to resist burying that needy cock inside me. I've left you just enough wiggle room for your hips to surge and move forward. We both know you won't be able to resist. Your defeat is inevitable. Let me get into place along with my bullet vibrator for my clit. And just before I move back, you can watch me playing with myself while I taunt you. Oh, I can feel you're so fucking hard behind me. You want that cock deep inside me, don't you? Answer me, boy. Yes, mistress. That's right. Now then, filthy boy, you are free to make your decision. Your mind is yours for now. Can you resist that hot, wet, tight pussy inches in front of you? Can you? Oh, no, of course you can't. Now, thrust deeply into me. Give me every inch of that desperate cock. Oh, fuck, that feels so good, doesn't it? So tight, so wet, so ready for you, so ready to take your cum from your full, swollen balls. Fuck me. Fuck me. Give me what I need. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at yourself, hero. Look at what is happening. Your hard cock buried deep inside the pussy of your nemesis, just like you've always wanted. The wicked, dominant temptress of your dreams. Now, give me your cum. Give it to me. Give in to me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. My vibrator pushing me to the edge. Your desperate, denied cock deep inside me. Neither of us can cling onto the edge anymore. Come with me. Come with me. Come now. Give me your seed. Give me your seed. Become my slave. Thank you, hero. Now to take my pendant and slide it on the lips of my pussy, gathering some of your seed. And now you're all mine. That's the scene, you filthy boy. Now I want some cuddles. Come here, into my arms. How was that for you, baby? Everything you'd hoped for? Yeah, I do seem to have a knack for playing the bad girl, don't I? Now snuggle into me nice and tight. Yeah, I had great fun too, baby. Do you need anything? A drink? Something to eat? Pizza. Yeah, pizza sounds good to me too. I've definitely worked up an appetite. Why don't you order us one in a few minutes? I'm going to have to jump in the shower while you do. You've made a real mess inside me. I guess that's what happens when I deny you, huh? Good to know. Oh, nothing, baby. Not another evil plan forming at all. Not at all.